Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
This is what we do every Saturday morning. We walk you through the world of sports. And today is no different. Thank you so much for joining us. 917-889-8516 is my digits. Thank you so much for joining us. Follow us on at T-Balance, at ProIndy, at IndianMay.com, and at Too Hot Corner. Well, we've got a good show for you today. Of course, IndyCar. Out in freaking Iowa, the Corn State. Going to be talking to some IndyCar, of course. This is going to be a good opportunity for Ed Carpenter. Going to be talking about that. And a little bit of controversy going on over in NASCAR. So, of course, we're going to be chatting that up, myself and that redneck from Philly, Kevin Chapman. And we're going to really dissect that, of course. Of course, we're going to get your LeBron fix on, and I'm going to tell you right now, let's talk LeBron. Let's talk LeBron James going back to Cleveland. Yeah, and then let's be done with it. We are done talking about LeBron James, okay? He is highly overrated, highly overpaid, good basketball player. We'll get into that debate, 917-889-8516, if you want to get into the debate with us. And, of course, we've got the iPod Shuffle. So, you know what? Today is the day that you do not want to miss The Balance. My name is Saul Mark with Del Presidente. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes,
tobacco the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious, delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break.
Without this deal, we're done. What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
And guess what? We're out of money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, J.B.
Hey, how fast are they pitching cricket?
I think I cracked this. It's called Million Dollar Arm. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Ray, how are you going to know if anyone can throw if you keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys.
Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant? She's a beautiful servant.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball. It's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
It'll be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout.
Their chances fall between slim and none.
Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids.
Kids. I mean, they're far from home. They need to see that you care.
Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
Do this, partner. Boom.
We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
Oh!
Oh, Jimmy! Yeah.
Kevin, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Well, we're gonna have to restart this whole thing, boys and girls. The beauty of modern technology.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
You could just shut your big yapper.
Welcome to the show, finally. Well, Kevin Chapman, thanks for hanging out with us. And, man,
I tell you what, my internet was acting up this morning, and I knew something was crazy going wrong with Skype. I predicted it. I was afraid of it. But I was hoping that we would at least be able to get you on the air. But okay, we're good to go. We're good to go, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's rock this thing.
Let's rock this thing out.
Let's do it.
Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Obviously, the opening dialogue was missed or was heard, but we'll start over. We got a great show for you today. Actually, certainly a lot going on with some racing NASCAR, a lot of controversy, scandalous stuff going on over there in NASCAR. So we're going to talk about that. Of course, we got Iowa, the Corn State. You know what? I've been up there to that track, Kevin. It is a nice track. It's just literally out in the middle of nowhere, and there's nothing to do out there but eat corn and drink beer, I think. So, and play cornhole. You know what? Though I will say one thing. You know, with the media center that they have out there in Iowa, it is top-notch, and they give you top-notch food, but awesome on top of that, they do give you the best corn cobs you've ever had. Iowa's a fun track. Iowa's a lot like, as far as the fan base itself, a lot like Indianapolis. Of course, Scott Dixon doing very well out there, getting the pole position out there out in Newton, Iowa. Scott Dixon earned the Verizon P1 award as well. So, you know, with setting a two-lap qualifying track record of 186.256 miles per hour in the process, led a target Chip Ganassi front row sweep for the Iowa Corn 300 presented by Del Cobb. TK, Tony Kanaan, the 2010 winner out there in Iowa, I should say. You know what the thing about Iowa is? It's a different kind of oval. I mean, it's not as different as an oval as we saw last week in Pocono, but it's a different kind of oval in that the fact that there's a lot of turns, and you'll hear a lot of drivers talk about Iowa being a lot like I guess you could say maybe a lot like a road course in the fact that it does it has a lot of turn, I guess you could say. But also, let's talk a little bit about Simon Patajon, Kevin. Really, that would be a good place for Simon Patajon's first Oval win. You know, if you would argue that Simon Patajon has entered the highest echelon of drivers currently. So Simon Patajon, and you look at Iowa, the Iowa Corn 300. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, I mean, there is a high possibility that he will be the first three-time winner this year. He has pretty good success there. If you look at it, last year he finished sixth. The year before that, fifth. When he finished fifth, he actually, if I remember correctly, started 25th. So it's a good track for him. You know, they use the wing like they do on road courses, so it's not as much of a smooth drive. Like some of the other oval tracks, you could be a little bit more aggressive, which drivers like, that comes into his favor.
All I want to do is one of these days, I want to be talking to Simon Patajon on pit lane or victory lane, for that matter, pit row or victory lane, or, you know, just doing an interview or just have him on the show. I'm going to ask him, say Ricky Bobby. Of course, Simon Patajon, you know, really had one of his best career races at Iowa just a few years ago, coming down up from 25th and really last on the grid to 5th. A year ago, he was 6th after starting 8th. So I think Iowa is a high-speed track, only 0.875 of a mile. Like I said, it races a little bit like a road course, and I think that plays to Simon Patajon's his style, Kevin.
I agree. Like, you know, he's only 44 points back He's in the last couple of races has gained some points, so it's going to be a good race, and he definitely, I think he can improve from fifth and have a really good shot at winning this thing.
Well, you know, another driver to look at, and certainly good to see him back on the track after his injury, and that's rookie Jack Coxworth. And he was cleared by IndyCar to race this weekend after missing Sunday's race at Pocono due to a bruised heart. I know what that's all about. Oh, that's a whole completely different situation.
Yeah, yeah. So we both know those injuries.
Hey, man, I tell you what, a bruised heart, man, it takes some time to get away. Of course, he was injured in a crash. That was during a practice session on Saturday, and he had initially complained about a sore left knee, but IndyCar said that Hawksworth felt a little ill after the accident, and certainly he was sent to the hospital out there at Lehigh Valley Health Network in Allentown, Pennsylvania, out there in your neck of the woods, and diagnosed with a myocardial contusion.
Yeah, that word.
Which basically means he had a bruised heart. So good to see Jack Coxworth. As you look at Jack Coxworth, and I tell you what, he did a fantastic job out here at qualification here in Indianapolis, and we've seen Jack Coxworth, for a rookie, really turning it on this year.
He is, and it's good to see, you know, that was a pretty hard turn hit when he crashed. So, you know, when you see something like that, it's always good to see them back, and especially, like you said, a rookie that has that shot to I mean, he's not going to win the championship, but he has a real good shot to make his name known for next season.
Well, right, he's not going to be in the chase for the championship, if you will. But I think that, you know, here's the thing about Iowa. You know, it really is kind of like a wild card for IndyCar. You know, they say bigger isn't always better, and certainly that holds true when it comes to the Iowa Corn 300, the 12th round of the Verizon Carson. 12 races in, can you believe we're that far in? At 7/8 of a mile, Iowa Speedway is the shortest track on the IndyCar schedule, and anticipated crowd of 30,000 for Saturday night's race. That's tonight. Certainly won't be the largest of the season, but certainly could turn out to be one of the best of the season. And we look at, you know, doing a little bit of a recap from last week, Juan Pablo Montoya wins out there at Pocono. So, you know, that's another driver that could very well win this race.
Well, you're right. And the other thing we got to look at, too, away from, you know, Team Penske, unfortunately, is winless in Iowa. But the one team that does normally really well in Iowa is Andretti. I can't speak either. Motorsports.
Andretti, you mean?
Yes. That's what I said. I can't speak.
I believe me. I know the feeling. You know, and here's the things. I think, you know, talk about some interest in the Iowa race, what a lot of people don't think of, and points have been taken out of the play, really, for this weekend's Verizon IndyCar Series race presented by Delcab. Even though the lap count was increased, each of the last 2 years, the races at Iowa Speedway have featured heat races for qualifying. They were, you know, hey, we're going to try it out and see what it turns out to be. But they were also awarded points. Last year, the qualifying points for finishing order in the final heat race was 9 points for first, decreasing by one for the third, seventh, and eighth, and then second for ninth and tenth, and one for 11th and 12th. So it aided Elio Castroneves, who won the final heat race a year ago, but otherwise really meaningless in the overall championship picture for IndyCar.
It is. And now, you know, if you want a double-point race, I mean, that's your – I look at tracks like, you know, the Brickyard or – sorry, not Brickyard for open wheel. The IMS, you know, those are the tracks, your Long Beach, you know, your Grand Prix – You know, those are the tracks that you think would traditionally all to have your double point race, not Iowa.
Right, and I tell you what, though, I'm looking for some other action out of some other drivers out there in Iowa. One of them is Ed Carpenter. If Ed Carpenter pulls off a win, which is very, very possible, if he pulls off a win tonight with his, well, you know, he's a driver owner. Of course, he's got one other driver, and Mike Conway, who does the road courses, but Ed does the oval courses. And this could really, really be a good race for Ed Carpenter.
And I hope he does well. And we've said this before on the show, Ed Carpenter is just one of those guys that when it comes to the media, when it comes to fans in general, just one of those really down-to-earth guys. And I'd like to see him win, not only just for the racing, but I hate to say it, but for that fact alone, I'd really like to see him pull it off.
Well, you know, we were talking last week about designing a race helmet, and because of what Graham Rahal was doing with his team and his charity, but it turns out that, of course, you know, his little sweetie is one Courtney Forrest, who's been on this. Her beau is certainly a daughter of NHRA great and a great champion in her own right out at the NHRA, Courtney Forrest. That's his girlfriend, for those of that did not know, that Graham Rahal and Courtney Forrest are a thing. They are a thing. And they're thinking about, at least they're mulling over the idea of switching rides for a day, according to Kurt Cavan of the Indianapolis Star. Of course, Kurt's been on this show before and very, very knowledgeable of IndyCar. And you know, I think it started out as a joke, but it's turned out to be a real thing. I think it is going to be another thing for charity. Forrest is trying to decide if she'll go through with it. The thing about it is, I think both of those guys, I mean, Graham Rahal and Courtney Forrest, I think both of those will have the "oh crap" moment when they get in their prospective race cars, because let's face it, driving a funny car and driving an Indy car are two separate worlds, and so for the both of them, it's going to be something completely different.
Well, and that was when I first, you know, read about it, we talked about it during the week. It's one thing to go from NASCAR to open wheel, but to go from open wheel to funny car or vice versa, I would love to somehow just see their faces and have a little monitor on their heart when they hit that gas pedal.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that it would be absolutely something to watch. I would watch it. I would watch. It's kind of hard to do the dashboard cams, if you will, or the in-car cams inside of the funny car. But with the IndyCar, to see Courtney Forrest's look on her face, maybe they'll get a better understanding of each other's jobs. My name is Saul Marcos, El Presidente. My digits 917-889-8516. We'll be right back to talk some NASCAR.
Junkie on wheels, but that's just me. It's just me. I'm shooting for the top spot, picking the speed. I'm the nitro burning slingshot, ready to bleed. I got 7,000 horses, you can feel the power. One core, I'm the one you can feel the power. Oh, I can't let this go.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious, delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Welcome back to The Balance. My name is Sal Marquis, El Presidente. Joining me now, we're ready for some racing, some NASCAR. Going to talk to NASCAR with that redneck from Philly.
Yes, there, sir. I am here.
You ready? Are you here? Are you ready? Are you ready to talk to? Are you ready to bring on the NASCAR action?
We're always ready for that.
All right, well, real quickly, and certainly there's a lot of conversations I want to have about NASCAR, but real quickly, talk with me a little bit about last week's race and break that down for us, sir.
Well, I mean, last week's race, unfortunately, took almost 3 days to happen. It was supposed to be Saturday, rain, which even hampered the qualifying. So went into Sunday. And some of these races actually looked at it for a little bit. They did red flag it at the end. You know, there's basically two big wrecks in the race, which, you know, Daytona, you can't go without. Daytona or Talladega without those wrecks, so it wasn't surprising. The bad thing was it did hurt some, you know, for some of your top drivers, Johnson and so forth, you know, ended up back in the 30th, 40th position. But surprise winner for me. Amarillo pulled out the win, which I'm a little off track here, but I'm watching the practice right now for this week's race, and last week's winner just is going through his second backup car. So he blew a tire and just totaled the car he had set up for this week. So, but Amarillo won by with the rain delay or red flag, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Once they finally got the race going, do you have your TV up there?
Yeah.
I was like, what is that? What is that going down? But yeah, you know, Danica was right.
Her ass is so hot. I've seen it cause traffic accidents.
You know, as much as we like to make fun of Danica on this show and talk about Danica, she was in that race. She held her own in that race. We'll give her credit there.
And she does. And we've talked about this before. If you look at Danica, especially this year, I mean, she has two top tens. This year she's better than last, which obviously that happens to everybody. But a top ten finish, you know, coming in the eighth in that race, she's up there with the big boys right now. And I think, well, sometimes I think some of the big boys like to be behind her.
Well, you know, I don't think she has it in her, but do you think she can make it? I don't think she has enough to win a championship, but do you think she has enough to get into the chase?
I mean, the reality is right now there's basically one spot left for drivers to that don't have that win. So if she pulls out a win, yes, she has a chance. Do I see it happening? No. She's a good driver, and she's on a good team this year. I mean, Stuart Racing has built a good team. I mean, they've got Kevin Harvick, which is consistently one of the fastest out there, which rumor has it he's talking about possibly attempting to drive an Indy car. So she's on a team that has the power behind her, but I just don't think she has enough. She's just not, to me, at that level to be a championship contender in NASCAR.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this week's race, certainly out there in New Hampshire. But I mean, before we get into this week's race, and certainly as you heard me talk about in the dialogue there, some scandalous stuff going on in NASCAR. Talk with us a little bit about Mike Helton and what's going on with this team alliance.
You got to give Helton some credit. I mean, he comes on TV and talk about how there's no animosity, and well, I find that hard to believe. I think there is. They've tried this before. This is the third time now some owners have tried in the past. And in the past, NASCAR squashed it. But I think the race team alliance this time with the owners that are out there, I think they might be able to pull it off this time. It almost happened in the 90s. France defused it, but I don't think this one's going away. I think this one's here. I'm mixed on it. You know, you look at it, and if you want to say, well, it's some of your high-powered owners, financial and team-wise, and, you know, if they're truly wanting to just make sure that the teams have a say in their car changes, some of the rule changes, I'm all for that. But part of me wonders, are they truly going for that, or are we looking at, you know, there's a huge TV money coming into this thing next year, you know, $8 billion for next season. So are they going to seek more of that? And if that's what they're going for, if they're building this alliance to get the money, then I have a problem with it.
Well, we'll see what happens. Certainly NASCAR is out in London this week, London, New Hampshire, that is. So what are your thoughts about Carl Edwards? Where's he going to end up next year?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation. You know, one of the speculations is, as you know, I'm a huge Hendrick Motorsports fan. Unfortunately, Casey Kane, second year with us and still isn't really doing anything. You know, so there's rumor of possibly bringing him over there. You know, there's also rumors about, you know, Stuart Haas Racing. So he is a good enough driver right now that I think pretty much any team that is having a lack of luster driver will pick him up. And I'm telling you right now, if he gets in a team like Stuart Haas or Hendrick, he'll be a chase contender within that year.
Well, you know, we'll see where he ends up at. It's certainly, you know, we will see where he ends up at. Of course, you know, I want to go back to this RTA, this Racing Team Alliance. Who does it benefit? What's the purpose of it? Help educate the non-NASCAR watchers or fans, if you will, on this RTA, what it is and what it's about and why is it around?
Well, what they're looking at is basically, you know, you've got your power owners out there in NASCAR that are looking and saying, hey, you know, NASCAR is changing schedules or changing what they expect on our race cars, you know, the design of them, you know, to the tire testing, to what tracks you could test that. And the owners are saying, okay, look, you know, I understand NASCAR is a sanctioning body, but we need to have some say in this. We need to be able to, as owners, be able to say, okay, well, I don't like that change on the car that you're trying to do. And right now they don't have the power. Pretty much if NASCAR wants to change the body style of a car or change the rear wing or anything to it, the owners have no choice but to say, okay. So they're looking at their pocket as well and saying, look, we need to have a little control of what you're wanting us to do as car owners so that we can watch ourselves as well as – and the reality is this. If the team alliance is formed, and I think it will be. I don't think they're going to be able to stop this one like they have in the past. I think it will be good for the sport. I don't see it as a negative. I agree that as a team owner, you're spending ungodly amounts of money a year just on your car. You should have some type of say in what they're asking you to do. So we'll see. Like I said, this is the third attempt for NASCAR owners/drivers to come up with an alliance. They were asked if it's going to be a union. I don't necessarily look at it as a union, but it's definitely going to I look at it as a good thing, not a negative.
Well, speaking of good things, anytime you can race for a lobster, I'm all for it. And certainly that's what's going to be happening on today. I believe it is today with – or was it yesterday? Anyway, but with the truck series, and then you've got the Nationwide Series, and then you've got NASCAR out in New Hampshire playing for, well, lobster.
Hey, anytime you can raise for food, it's good, right?
Anytime you can raise for food, it's good. Good, 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 good. 1-917-889-8516 is our digits. If you want to talk some NASCAR with us, if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, what's going on with your favorite drivers, myself and the redneck from Philly can do that, just that for you. All right, well, we've got the this weekend we've got the I'm trying to remember the sponsor's name out at New Hampshire. Obviously, coming up, I think the practice is going on right now. Nationwide course, like pole qualifying, I think is at 10, and then NASCAR Cup's final practice is at 11:30. Then on 3:30 today, the green flag for the STA Green 200 laps, 211.6 miles, and that'll be on ESPN2. So we break down today's Nationwide race. Kevin, what say you?
You know, that's a good song, by the way.
What's that?
And the say you, say me.
Oh, say you. Don't make me sing.
I didn't say you sang because we do have fans that listen. And I really don't want to hurt anybody's ears, so I'd appreciate it if you did not sing.
You know what? I've been known to break a few glasses from time to time. So, yeah, you're right. Me singing is not what you want to do. But let's break down this Nationwide race out in New Hampshire, sir. And certainly, you know, you want to look at Regan Smith, Elliott Sadler, Chase Elliott, and Ty Dillon, and Brian Scott. All right there trying to make a name for themselves. And Regan Smith is in first place and certainly has been coming up through the points and one to look at out there in New Hampshire.
Are you with us, Kevin? I think we lost Kevin. Not sure what happened. We'll get him back here in just a moment. See, you put him on the spot. You start talking some NASCAR, and he goes away. You see, that's how it is when you put somebody on the spot. But anyway, so Regan Smith, nationwide race. We're trying to get Kevin back as we speak here. This is one of those things that happen, I guess, in live radio. You know, this has just been one of those crazy shows where we just you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. Certainly, I keep thinking that before I get it deep into this conversation, that Kevin's going to call back. So maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know. But if you want to call, give us a call, 917-889-8516. Certainly, and then tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the NASCAR series out, the Camping World RV Sales 301, 300 laps, 318.46 miles. And there he is. Now we got Kevin Chapman back. Kevin, are you back with us, sir?
Back. I did not know what was going on with this technology today.
I tell you what, it's not been our friend today, that's for sure. All right, well, where we left off at was the nationwide race out there in New Hampshire, and certainly talking about Regan Smith having a good opportunity to increase his point standings today out in New Hampshire.
Well, and there is, but, you know, Paul Menard is looking really well, which is leading the practice. And the boy we talked about just last week, again, Kyle Larson, in practice is fourth. So, you got to look at that. And, of course, the pole winner for NASCAR, Kyle Busch, which I'm not a Kurt or Kyle fan, but unfortunately, he's second when it comes to practice speed. So, and this is called the Stay Green 200. We weren't sure on the exact name if we were saying it right, but the nationwide race is Stay Green.
Stay Green.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be on TNT tomorrow, but I believe this could very well be the last race. It's certainly the last season for TNT. I'm not sure if this is the last race, but TNT saying goodbye to NASCAR. What are your thoughts?
It's going to be... For lack of better terms, odd. You know, I'm used to splitting the season. As you know, NASCAR splits who covers it, what part of the season. And I'm used to TNT having it. They've always had really good coverage. The guys they hire to be the announcers and all, really good. I've got to double-check this because from what my understanding is, this weekend is the last races on TNT. And they split. As you know, NASCAR splits the season half on TNT, half on ESPN, and we're pretty much halfway through the NASCAR season as well. So from my understanding, this is the last race period that TNT will be covering this weekend.
Well, and for whatever reason, they decided that NASCAR wasn't going to be needed in their programming package anymore. Well, that's okay. They're lost somebody else's gain, but I just – I just got to believe that if it came down to money, there's a lot of money to share around in NASCAR, especially for TV rights. Who got greedy in this situation?
Unfortunately, I have to say I would put, if we're going as, from that angle, I would have to say more than NASCAR. I think they wanted a little bit more money from TNT that they're willing to give to have the rights. Do I think it was a mistake by TNT by possibly not doing it? Yeah. I think NASCAR brought a good bit of viewers to TNT. I think it's going to be a mistake personally, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see what happens out in New Hampshire. Presumably the last race for TNT tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Noon at one, is where their broadcast starts, and, of course, the race starts at 1. If you want to listen to it on the radio, PRN, 317.4 miles. That's 300 laps out there in New Hampshire. Last year's race was Brian Vickers. Last year's pole winner was BK Brad Kulaski. The race record out there was set by Jeff Burton back in 1997 at 117.134 miles an hour. And qualifying record was Ryan Newman, 136.497. That was last year, actually. And five pole winners have won the race. The youngest winner ever there was Brian Vickers. He was 21 years old back in 2005. And so, you know, the youngest New Hampshire winner, though, I should say, was, Joey Logano. So we real quickly here, while we got some more NASCAR time, let's talk a little bit about the point standings. Of course, your boy Jeff Gordon is right there. Dale Jr. is right there. So as we look at the standings in the NASCAR chase, and we're headed into the chase, Jeff Gordon, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, Brad Kulaski, Matt Kenseth, Joey Logano, Carl Edwards, Ryan Newman, Paul Menard, and Kevin Harvick. That rounds out your top leaders in the 2014 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series driver standings, Kevin.
Well, and you know, obviously when you look at straight up points, you know, you got Gordon up top. Unfortunately, in the chase, he's not first, but Johnson is. And this year is going to be the test to see. You know, we've talked about this before. This year is going to be a test to see whether this new system, I guess you call it point system, is going to work or not. You know, you have your drivers like Jeff Gordon. If he goes straight up points, is first. If he goes chase, he's down to the seventh. So we'll see. I like the importance on wins. I think in the past you've had drivers that, if they're in the top 10 in points per se, they want to push for that win. And I think sometimes it had a lackluster of racing because everybody was playing safe because they didn't have to have a win as long as they were consistent. Well, now, if you don't have a win, you're not making it into the chase. So I like the fact that the wins are as important as they are.
Well, and certainly as we get closer to the end of the season and as we get closer to the chase itself, we will see. Now, when does that kick in? When does the actual chase itself?
The last race of non-chase, which is in August.
In August,
so basically we have six more races before the chase will kick in.
All right, six more races to see who can make a name for themselves in NASCAR 2014. Of course, us here at The Balance will keep you in tune and ready to go. Well, my name is Saul Mark Michelle Presidente, hanging out with that redneck Philly, Kevin Chapman. We'll be right back right after this for hour number two. We're going to get into some LeBron talk, some Indianapolis Indians, some MLB, and, of course, all around the court, right around the corner as well, is the iPod Shuffle. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Every time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. Small there of your back.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious, delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Why would these rivals risk everything? Each
welcomes Verizon to the heart of racing and is proud to announce the Verizon IndyCar Series.
I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break.
Without this deal, we're done.
What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
Guess what? We're out of money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, JB.
Hey, how fast are they pitching cricket? I think I cracked this.
It's called Million Dollar R. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Ray, how are you going to know if anyone can throw if you keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Shakalaka. Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys. Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant? She's a beautiful servant.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball. It's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
It'll be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout.
Their chances fall between slim and none.
Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids. Kids. I mean, they're far from home. They need to see that you care.
Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
Do this, partner.
Boom. We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
Oh!
Oh, Jimmy! Yes.
Shut up!
Welcome back to The Balance. My name is Sal Marquesel, Presidente. I am your leader, your fearless leader. Thank you very much. I am your self-appointed guide through this world we call sports, and it's been, of course, an exciting week in sports, and hanging out with me as well is my partner in crime, Mr. Kevin Chapman, that redneck from Philly. You know, I want to take a moment as we go into the second hour before we get back down to some real business. I wanted to talk with you a little bit about some local activities here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we'll get back to Kevin in sports talk here in just a moment. But if I could take a serious moment with you and talk with you about, you know, what has happened here recently. On July the 5th, Indianapolis Police Department lost really a true hero. And we buried the city and the police department buried Officer Perry Wren yesterday. And, you know, through my office window, I could see the procession of police cars. Thousands of policemen were in town yesterday. And when I say thousands, I literally mean more than 1,000, like 2,000 police officers from across the nation came to Indianapolis, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, to show their final respects to Officer Perry Wren. And he was killed in a shootout here in Indianapolis. And, you know, we want to join forces with every radio station here in Indianapolis that will be out at Monument Circle tonight to show to come together in unity to say one thing only, that the violence has to stop. Officer Wren was killed in the shootout when he responded to a shots fired call. Which I'm not even going to dignify. I know other outlets use his name. You can certainly look it up, but I'm not going to dignify this thug on my show by giving his name. But this thug decided that when Officer Wren asked him to lay his weapon down, which, by the way, is an AK-47 assault weapon, he decided that he was going to try an attempt to get into a shootout with Officer Wren. Officer Wren lost his life in that shootout. This thug was killed, pronounced dead more or less, and brought back to life. You can say what you want. You can say what you want about me, but here's the thing. He just killed a cop. Yet we brought him back to life. We have him on life support out at Eskenazi Hospital, formerly Wishart Hospital here in Indianapolis. We've charged him with murder, possibly the death penalty. To me, should have just let him die. Officer Wren gave his life. And that's just one of many examples. We also had a mass shooting in Broad Ripple where that just doesn't happen. And, you know, it's just been one incident after another. We have lost two police officers in 2 years here in Indianapolis. And it has really been a brutal week, if you will, filled with violence and, you know, like I said about the shooting on July 4th, and then there was a shooting on the east side of Indianapolis. Police found 30 bullet casings in the street near the victims and a house, and the vehicles were damaged by gunfire. And then it escalated a few hours later when 7 bystanders were shot in Broad Ripple. And certainly, we talk about the 21 year veteran. I'm sorry, of the city's police force, Officer Perry Wren, losing his life to a thug with an AK-47 in a residential neighborhood. You say what you want about gun laws, this wouldn't have stopped that. The violence has to stop. This city has seen enough violence. So, if you will, please go down your Monument Circle tonight. Join forces with every single radio station in Indianapolis. Also, take the blue pledge. Go to WTHR.com. Take the blue pledge. Stop the violence. The violence has to stop. The blue pledge is real simple. See something, call 911. It is that simple. And there's a lot of different ways you can take the blue pledge. A lot of people are putting blue lights out on their patio and just various different things. Go to WTHR.com. It is time to stop the violence. Joining me now is the redneck from Philly, Mr. Kevin Chapman. Kevin, sorry I had to go on my rant there, but it just has to stop.
No, I agree. I mean, this is just just last night in Broad Ripple, they closed the main street down, thinking they're going to change it. Well, we had somebody beat up and robbed again last night, so I don't know what we could do. There's so many different options people are saying out there. What is the answer? I don't know, but I agree. We have got to figure it out because I was, when I was leaving work, I was actually able to go out on street side for the procession for Officer Wren yesterday and watch it. And, as a former military police and civilian police down in South Carolina, I don't know. All I can say is this, it starts at home. And people can rant and rave about what the city needs to do to change this, what the city, what the state, what the government needs to do. Well, let's focus at home here first. Well, let's see what we can do in our homes to stop it. Don't let your thugs go out and carry an AK-47 assault rifle that you bought for them and then blame the police when you get shot. So, it starts at home, and let's work on it there.
Well, and I couldn't agree with you more. And the thing about it is there's a long history. I saw an interesting statistic, and we're going to get back into the sports talk here in just a second, but I saw an interesting statistic that 90% of everyone that's involved in these shootings have a prior criminal record. So no gun laws is going to stop what's going on. And you're right, it does have to stop at home. Let's start raising our kids like we used to. Let's start raising our kids to be decent citizens. Let's stop the violence. Join, like I say, go down to Monument Circle tonight, 9 o'clock p.m. It is a united pledge, and our buddy Jason Hammer of the Hammer and Nigel Show, and also promotions director for 93.1 WIBC, they're one of the orchestrators, and so certainly he wanted to be on the show today and talk about this very issue, although he had some television appearances and stuff to do, which apparently outruled the balance, but nonetheless, that's okay, we'll forgive him. But I tell you what, fans, let's move on. Let's get back into the talk of sports. That's what we're here for. My God, can we stop talking about LeBron James now? I am so tired of it. Guys, guess what? LeBron James going back to Cleveland. Yes, he's going home. He's going home. He's going home. The news really did travel pretty fast. It was like, oh, my God. Okay, Cleveland fans, you got LeBron James back. The girlfriend, the boyfriend have kissed and made up. Hey, Kevin, did you hear this? LeBron James is going back to Cleveland.
What? Are you serious? No.
I'm serious, man.
I'm like you. I am the only good thing about this whole thing is I have to give him credit. I cannot stand LeBron James. But I have to give him credit. This time, at least all he did was write a letter. We didn't have a four-hour press conference on ESPN or anything like when he went to Miami. But now, here's the question. All the fans that burnt the LeBron Cleveland jersey, what's going to happen to them? Are they now LeBron fans again?
You're going to see all these sudden old Miami Heat fans now become Cleveland fans. So, okay, guys, LeBron James goes back to Cleveland. He is home. Our child is is home. Our prodigal son has returned.
Did you see the photo I shared? Did you see the photo I shared of the Spurs sitting on the bench, dunking and all them, saying that we beat him so bad that he had to go home?
No, I guess I didn't see that.
I'll share that one with you.
Well, as we remember, 4 years ago, I believe it was, when he said on ESPN Special, a special, they actually called it a special, where he sat there with himself in ESPN and said, I am taking my talents to South Beach. Now, he says, from leaving he still did an exclusive media outlet. This time it was with Sports Illustrated, was the one who was able to break the news. I am going back to Cleveland. I. Guys, LeBron James is a great basketball player. Okay, certainly he could be in the conversation, one of the greatest basketball players ever. Not better than Michael Jordan. And you know what? A lot of people are going to disagree with me on this, but, you know, I have a keen ability of knowing everything. I know it all. And one thing I'm going to tell you, the writing's on the wall. You can say, it was always a perfect health, the perfect health. Where do you get that? You know nothing about basketball. The writing is on the wall. He is going back for his legacy. He's already talking about legacy. When players start talking about legacy, really that's code for retirement. In 6 years, LeBron James is going to retire from the Cleveland Cavaliers and go into the Hall of Fame as a Cleveland Cavalier. Mark my words, this is the setup for the retirement. Wait for it, the retirement of King James. LeBron James is going to retire in 6 years. The prophecy's coming through right now. You can hear my words right now. We will go back in 6 years and play this very show. LeBron James retires.
I look forward to it. I am an official LeBron hater. I was talking to him the other day. Yeah, when he left Cleveland to go to Miami, he was still a young kid, which they're right. He came straight out of high school, immature, type when you come into the NBA from high school. I got it. I understand he was immature. But at the same token, as soon as he felt that he was as mighty as he was, that he needed a four-hour television special with pomp and circumstances and freaking fireworks and everything else inside the studio, I lost all respect. I have absolutely no desire to watch Queen James play or anything. None.
Well, I tell you who I do like to watch play, and that's the Indianapolis Indians. And last night, you were out at the Indians game, I know. I think they have a doubleheader today. And, you know, we've got an ex-Indy Indians that's really doing a lot out there in Pittsburgh. I think that the Indianapolis Indians are certainly having their struggles this year. But I like where the Indianapolis Indians are going where they're headed this year.
Well, I mean, the team we're playing right now, the Clippers, is who is our, they're the threat right now. They were four games back going into last night. Now, unfortunately, only three. But the Clippers is also that team that, for the first time this year, came up in held first place with us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say something. You gotta let me know when you're, hey, I'm about ready to stop talking now, so you go ahead and say your thing. Well, certainly, you know, and we talk about the Indians a lot on the high corner, and by the way, today is Signature Saturday out Victory Field there in Indianapolis. Bill Buckner autograph session at Victory Field. So go check that out. And I think the Zubilation people are going to be there. Have you seen those guys? Hilarious. Hilarious. An autograph, I said Zubilation, Superstars, whatever they're called. An autograph session featuring Bill Buckner and, of course, entertainment from the Superstars at the game. Gates open up at 5 o'clock. Bill Buckner's autograph session as well will be right then. One autograph guaranteed to the first 500 fans only. Due to a rainout on April 15th, today's game will be played as a doubleheader beginning at 6:05. In accordance with the International League rules, both games will be scheduled for 7 innings. So there you have it, sir. Tonight's the night to be out at Victory Field. Root on the Indianapolis Indians in the doubleheader today against Columbus, I believe. Yes, Columbus Clippers.
Yes, Columbus Clippers.
The Clippers? The Clippers from Columbus, who are, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they the Cleveland Indians AAA team, I think. So
yes.
Maybe they'll all be out there wearing LeBron jerseys tonight.
I hope not.
Oh, my God. Can we stop talking about LeBron James already? All right. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. You know, if you've not been out to Victory Field, and you know, we like to brag about it being the nicest ballpark in one of the nicest minor league ballparks in America. You know, my hat's off to that grounds crew because they do a great job of groundskeeping out there at Victory Field. Seriously, if you guys like baseball or if you don't like baseball, it's a great family event. Get out to Victory Field, downtown Indianapolis, and check out a baseball game if you've not been there. Great opportunity to watch the up-and-coming MLB stars, if you will. So, you know, I'll get a little sidetracked here, Kevin, but we were talking about racing earlier, but Michael Schumacher's wife talks about him and that he's getting better. He's certainly out in Berlin. And we remember the skiing accident that he was in and was in a coma for the longest time. Certainly the greatest Formula One driver of all. And his wife says he's getting better. And after coming out of his coma, And being moved to a Swiss hospital last month, so that's the first time she said anything publicly since Schumacher's horrific ski accident. And how he managed to live through that is amazing. Of course, that happened back in 2013, nearly a year ago. You think he's done racing?
I'm going to have to say yes.
I think you're right. I think that Michael Schumacher is probably never going to get – I'm just wondering what kind of permanent damage is going to be left after this.
You know, that's what I mean. He's slowly, like say, coming out of a coma and all that, but, man, that accident and just – I mean, the dude cracked his skull on rocks. I mean, I don't –
Dude cracked his skull!
I'm not a doctor. But I have seen it on TV, so I'm going to make my medical hypothesis, or whatever that's called, he's got to have some type of permanent damage from that. And there's no way for not just him, but for the safety of everybody else that he can get behind a car again.
I you know what, I agree. I think that he's probably not going to race again. He's certainly one of the greatest race car drivers of all time. We'll see what kind of permanent damage is left after this. After this horrific accident, and you know, I wish him the best of luck. But you know what? Hey, speaking of luck, did you know that Andrew Luck now has a Twitter account? Absolutely, friends. Hey, Kevin, did you hear this? That LeBron James went back to Cleveland. Meanwhile, back
Johnny Football is happy about that. his Johnny Football, I think he said, and when he tweeted us, something like, "My boy is back." I didn't realize him and LeBron were tight like that.
My boy's back, back, back. My boy's back.
I didn't know Johnny and
Meanwhile, back at the Pacer camp, we wait on Lance Stephenson. Is Lance Stephenson going to stay, or do we burn the Lance Stephenson jersey? We're waiting on the ESPN word.
I'm not going to burn his jerseys, but I don't see him staying. I mean, he's already rejected $44 million. Personally, there were some things I saw in him last year. I mean, when he comes to hard work on the court, yeah, that dude's one of the hardest workers we had. About him, just the way he reacted to some stuff, some of his antics, that I don't know. I don't know if I want that in Indy.
Well, I think he's great for the team. I think he can add a lot to the Pacers, and I think at this point, you know, maybe he's worth a little bit more money than the Pacers are trying to pay him, but there again, it's the Pacers. It's Larry Bird. You know, they got rid of Danny Granger, which, by the way, went to the Heat this week. So, you know, I guess what I'm saying is I think he's worth a little bit more money. I think Larry Bird and the Simons and the Pacer organization could come off a little bit more money for Lance Stephenson. I think he's good for the team, but I'm with you on this. I don't know that he's actually going to be anywhere to anywhere soon. I guess is with the Pacers. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
All right, Kevin. What? I'll tell you what. We're going to get back here and just we're going to take a break here in just a moment. We'll get back and talk to a little bit of college football preview. We're only a few short weeks away from Colts camp in college football. So, you know, we'll talk about the Colts, maybe their playoff opportunity. Playoffs? Don't talk to me about playoffs. So we'll get into that conversation. And, of course, we got the iPod Shuffle, all of that coming up right here on The Balance. Kevin, I tell you what, time does. Of course, we did get a little bit of a late start today because of technology not being on our side, if you will. So we are maybe running a little bit late, but that's okay. We're trying to catch up with the clock. It waits for nobody. We got 30 minutes left on the clock. My name is Saul Mark with Sal Presidente. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Mark Timmons of Timmons Water Systems, 728 East Main Street in Brownsburg, and we invite you to come out and check out our salt and bottled water drive-thru that we have where we'll load the water right into your trunk or salt right into your trunk. You don't even have to get out of your car. But while you're there, if you want to check out and see how we can fix your bad water, like iron, sulfur, rotten egg smell, hardness, bad-tasting water, ask us how we can fix your water at a minimal cost. Give us a call at 852-3005 or check us out on the web at wefixbadwater.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious, delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Here we go.
Football. Catch the fever. The sport of kings.
And now let's talk some football.
Welcome back to The Balance. My name is Al Marquez, El Presidente, hanging out with that redneck from Philly, Mr. Kevin Chapman. Kevin! What was that? We're ready.
I was watching the little temper flare between the Cubs and the Reds.
Hey, you know what? The Cubs and the Reds, temper flare. That's right. There was that little bit of a... on-field fight. I was going to get into that conversation earlier. Maybe we can get into it during the iPod shuffle. But let's talk some football. Well, first of all, let's talk some IU football, some college football. I tell you what, it's just right around the corner before we start talking about college football. We're going to have college football Saturday. Of course, Elizabeth the Greek. All kinds of things going on in football that we always do every year, and so let's get into some college football. Let's get into some IU football talk. I guess we're right around the corner. I tell you, it's been one of those mornings trying to catch up with everything. So we got the Big Ten, we've got IU football this year. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, I mean, this year it looks like probably over the last couple of years, and you follow IU and Notre Dame and all them much closer than I do, but just looking at some of the prospects picked up by IU this year, it looks like probably one of their best. I mean, we got the Niles guys, which decided to come up to us over Notre Dame. So it looks like IU football this year has picked up some pretty good talent.
Well, you know what? Every year I say I'm excited to see what IU can do. And every year they start off good in the non-Big Ten scenarios. But once they get into the Big Ten, it just all falls apart. So we'll see how things come together. Like you said, they've got some new talent coming in, and so we'll see. We'll get into that. Let's look at the Colts though, where they're getting ready to start camp up here in just a few weeks out at Anderson University. So when we look at the Colts, and you look at the outlook of the Colts, Kevin, what are your thoughts?
Well, Colts have a good chance, obviously. I mean, you can't have a quarterback like Andrew Luck and not have and for somebody to look and say you don't have a chance for playoffs. Well, they just need to get their head out of places, because you got somebody like Andrew Luck, you've got a shot for the playoffs. I look forward to the season. And of course, you know which game I look forward to the most, but, I Colts 10?
Monday Night Football, Eagles and the Colts.
Oh, first Monday Night Football game of the year for them. So, it's, I look forward to it. Colts definitely, they'll be there. And, you know, question is who are they going to go against again? Is it going to be another shot at Denver in the playoffs, or is it going to be somebody else?
Well, we'll see what happens. I think the Colts have a very good opportunity to do well, if not get to the Super Bowl this year. Colts also released, and not surprising, as we predicted right here on the show, what did I tell you? I know everything, and I know what's going to happen. The Colts released wide receiver Lavon Brazil, as we talked about here on the show last week. Certainly, he's got some issues, as they would say. And so, he gone. He gone. So, Now we look to see what weapons that the Colts are going to use this year. Of course, Andrew Luck leading the charge there, and with Chuck Pagano, and some key people that are leaving the Indianapolis Colts. Donald Brown's not going to be there. Antoine Bethea, certainly some of the key people that are going. Wide receiver Darius Haywood Bay as well. But we picked up Arthur Jones, Akeem Nix. Some questions, some burning questions that burn within the soul of the, or deep in the groins of the Colt fans. One, will Trent Richardson, T-Rich, be able to control the running game? Last year, all he showed us was that we gave up a first-round draft pick for a player that couldn't hold on to the ball. So hopefully, seems like a long time ago that Richardson was nabbed back in 2012 in the NFL draft. Had a good rookie year out there in Cleveland. Cleveland, do you want one T. Richardson back? Another boy wants to come home. Let him come home. Hey, did you hear LeBron James went back to Cleveland?
Well, I think that's why Trent wants to go.
So
I agree. His play, Richardson has got to pick it up. And then we also Mathis was a 4-game suspension. So it's there are some questions for the Colts.
Well, another question is, what will the Colts do without Robert Mathis in the early days of the season? The team's most reliable pass rusher gave birth to quite a controversy when he drew a suspension for testing positive for, performance-enhancing drugs. In case you didn't know, it was a fertility drug. He was trying to make himself a baby. So the Colts had kissed goodbye to Mathis. He was the first team all-pro pro bowler after racking up 19.5 sacks in 2013 for the first 4 games. I think Robert Mathis is where it's going to sting the most there. Kevin?
I agree, and especially looking at who they're playing the first 2 weeks. I mean, you got Denver, which obviously is one of the greatest quarterbacks out there, with a pretty good receiving core. And then you've got, coming up after that, you've got Philadelphia coming, which added a Sproles to Wish Shady in the backfield. So at least the first 2 weeks, I think, is going to be a huge loss not having Mathis back there.
Absolutely. And so we'll also see how the secondary takes shape. Certainly we have a very shaky at best, thin secondary. And, defensive backs, I guess, are still a question mark for Indianapolis and the Colts. So we'll see. Those are just all questions that are going to get answered. Of course, we'll look for Andrew Luck to finally break out, and Reggie Wayne will be back, so maybe Luck and Rain can connect. Luck to Wayne! Of course, we look for Dwayne Allen to return, and we had a chance to meet Dwayne Allen out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and he did a nice little tag for us, which as we get into football season, we'll play that more often. But, the other question is, how good are the Colts receivers? Well, we know Lavon Brazil's not going to be there. So, we look at T.Y. Hilton and Akeem Nix. Akeem Nix is certainly one of the newest pickups with the Colts. And he was a free agent that we signed and is getting a new start back after back-to-back seasons with New York, where he failed to reach 60 receptions. So hopefully he's a guy that we could count on. Of course, Reggie Wayne will be back. And then we've got some young bucks, if you will. The Colts have a trio of really young receivers who are fighting for a deserved playing time. We got Derek Rogers, who came through a huge catch, came through with a huge catch last season in the epic, wait for it, epic playoff season comeback over the Chiefs. So, of course, you know, we look at Waylon and then the tight ends. My boy, Kobe Fleener, continues to be a target to his former classmate, Mr. Andrew Luck. So, Kevin, I think we got some room for optimism. We got some holes to fill, but, you know, no need to panic. No need to panic just yet.
Not until after the second week when you're 0-2. I mean, I'm just saying.
Just saying. I don't see that happening. Not at home. Not in our house. It ain't happening in our house. I'll tell you that right now. It ain't happening in our house.
Well, I think Ed will agree with me.
One thing that I can agree with you on, it is time for the iPod Shuffle.
Come on, feel the noise.
You could just shut your big yapper.
All right, time for the iPod Shuffle. That means we got about 15 minutes left on the clock in the last 15 minutes every day. Myself and Kevin, every Saturday, Kevin and I, we break down some of the unusual stories of the week, some of the most talked about stories of the week, or just stories in general. Really, it could be about football, baseball, basketball, sports in general, or maybe, you know, we could go off target a little bit and veer from the sports world a little bit. But the point is, you never know what we're going to talk about. So if you got something you want to throw into the iPod Shuffle, 917-889-8516 is the digits to get with me and Kevin on that. So you know what? We'll lead off with this because, you know, we were talking about this earlier, and you know, Tippers are with the flying out in Cincinnati against when the Reds and the Cubs when things got a little testy in the first inning when Anthony Rizzo was hit by a pitch and then it got pretty heated in the ninth, resulting from a bench clearing. In the Chicago ninth. Rizzo was one of the players yelling from Cubs dugouts at Reds pitcher Chapman when left-handed pitchers Buzz Sheerholtz and John Baker. And that's all it took. They were going at it. But by the way, it was 103 miles an hour pitch. So, yeah, that left a mark.
I think that stung a little.
It stung. So what say you? What say you
say,
on the pitch clearing?
Well, you know, Rizzo, he got nailed. And Chapman wasn't who hit him, but I hate to say anything negative about Chapman. Man, that's bad. But, you know, he really didn't need to do the glare into the dugout. So, he kind of egged it on.
Are you saying what I think you're saying? Are you saying that he instigated?
Chapman instigated.
Chapman instigated.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Well, so Kevin, what do you got for us in the iPod shuffle today?
Well, I don't understand it, but I don't know if you've heard about Tim Howard and FIFA, and FIFA, whatever you want to call them, same people. They're trying to say that Tim Howard was not one of the best goaltenders in the World Cup, and I'm sorry. I don't know what games they were watching, but the games I saw Tim Howard play, he was definitely one of the top one or two goaltenders in this World Cup. And he's not. I think they have him out of the top five. I know he's not in the top four, which I kind of feel that we got snubbed a little bit on the Tim Howard part.
Well, I did not see that story. Well, you know, one of the things I did see, hey, did you hear that LeBron James going back to Cleveland? Many LeBron James Cavalier jerseys found themselves engulfed in flames after the decision on ESPN television back in 2010 when James announced he was taking his talents to South Beach from Cleveland. And there was one Cleveland Indian fan that's just gone around the internet since yesterday. Since James announced he was returning to the Cavs, he brought out his LeBron James burned out jersey, still with holes and burn marks on it, and he goes to a Cleveland Indians game. And this dude really went and looked for his burnt LeBron jersey, kept it, because my boy's going to come home. My boys are coming home. And decided to wear it to the Indians Cubs game.
Well, maybe LeBron. Maybe Lance Stevenson could like blow on it and put the fire out.
Maybe with his $4 million. So. Go ahead.
No, go.
So Gloria, these stories. Now that LeBron James is returning to his home state of Ohio to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers, that means that a lot of things are being left in Miami, including Dalrymple Lambeau, real name Arthur Lambright, Gloria James' 31-year-old boyfriend. The two began dating in 2013. Lambeau is an aspiring rapper, and apparently he was a good friend of LeBron James. And Lambeau was just on vacation last week with LeBron, and maybe Gloria will give him a call and let him bring him along. If not, well, I guess it was a good ride while it lasted. He's leaving his rappers back.
I'm sure there's plenty of them in Cleveland.
Oh, here's you know, we were talking about the World Cup, and we were talking about Andrew Luck being out there. Andrew Luck was spotted shirtless on the beach in Brazil playing volleyball a couple weeks ago when he went to the World Cup for the USA match. And he was actually mistaken for Michael Phelps. So, hey, the photo's out there. The photo of shirtless Andrew Luck playing beach soccer. I'm sorry, on his trip to Brazil, if you will. So there you go.
He looks nothing like Michael Phelps.
I don't think so. You know. I guess the point of the post was that a quarterback doesn't need to be ripped like Cam Newton or RG3 to win a Super Bowl. Normal dumpy quarterbacks win titles, I guess, huh? Oh, my goodness. Andrew Luck playing soccer, beach soccer, and mistaken, people thought he was Michael Phelps.
Sad, sad, I say sad.
Scandalous. scandalous.
Did you see that? And this is, has nothing to do with sports, but you're just talking about not having a chiseled body, that they have discovered a new human Barbie.
A new human Barbie.
Her name, yes, her name is Elena, hold on, Kavalovskaya. I think I'm saying like that, right? But this dude, this girl needs to find somebody and figure out where food is, because this human Barbie, I hope and pray that some of these other girls here don't look at her and want to have that figure.
Gonna want to have that figure.
This, well, there is no figure. That's the problem. But she's not going to stop traffic like Danica Patrick.
Her house is so hot. I didn't have it queued up, so I have to do it. Her house is so hot. I've known it to stop traffic.
Well, of course, we're
917-889-8516 is our digits. You want to get on here and talk a little iPod shuffle? We're here for just a few more minutes left on the clock. And we got it. You know, whatever you want to talk about, we got it. Hey, did you hear LeBron James went back to Cleveland?
Well, but now, you know, and I haven't heard, and maybe you have, and has Bosch made a decision where he's going yet?
Do what?
Because has Bosch made a decision on where he's going?
I don't know. Hey, did you see that video? This has been out for a couple of weeks, but it was on Facebook and social media. This motorcyclist goes through an intersection in Florida, crashes into a car, does a flip, flying and slamming into the car. It was down in Clearwater, Florida, at an intersection in Clearwater, Florida. Amazingly, the motorcycle guy walked up unharmed after doing a couple flips, even a cartwheel through the air. And did you see that craziness?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to set your luck on that one, because I wrecked my bike and I did some flips, but I didn't look as graceful. He looks a little bit better than I did when I was doing my flips.
You I don't know. You wouldn't see me doing it. So did you see that in Texas, Troy and Kristen Dickerson were racing from Rossburg, Texas from Rossburg to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston for the birth of their third child. Well, they didn't quite make it there in time. Their baby boy, Truett, was born outside the hospital's valet entrance. Dad managed to film this crazy ride to the hospital and in the birth itself with his GoPro camera that he had strapped to his head. So there's a different look at videotaping your birth of your child, I guess. We got 5 minutes left on the clock. Kevin, what are your thoughts on videotaping? GoPro videotaping the birth of your child.
I say instead of GoPro, go no. That's taking a selfie. That's a little too extreme right there. No, I can't do it. Can't see it. Can't watch it. I don't understand why he would want to do that.
Hey, look, there's Michael Phelps. Oh, wait a minute. That's just a dumpy quarterback. True luck.
Well, you know, and we had her on 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. We had Natalie on. She won she was racing last night, won a race, and for the final heat race, she pulled out a victory last night.
Oh, sweet. You faded out there at the last end, but I got the legits of it. I got the legits. So we got 4 minutes left on the 3 minutes left on the clock, And certainly it is the iPod Shuffle, so you don't really know what we're going to talk about. We don't know what we're going to talk about. Sometimes it just pops up like this wild boar attacks a Japanese TV camera and crew in Kobe, Japan, named after Kobe. No. A wild boar was filmed attacking a cameraman in Kobe, Japan, while his TV crew was covering a story about the animal's attack on a teenage schoolgirl and 83-year-old man and an 83-year-old man in the area. The local media reports that the 30-year-old TV cameraman was simply doing his job when attacked by a wild boar. That's something you don't see every day.
We hope not.
Hey, man, you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Hopefully we don't get attacked. Hopefully we don't get attacked by one if we go down to the circle tonight. Now you got me nervous about going out to do the show.
you never know what's going to happen. I tell you also, out in Hawaii, this is kind of sports related, meet Kama, a surfing pig, makes the waves out in Hawaii. So there you go, a surfing pig. I have now officially seen it all, a surfing pig. So there you go. Sausage on a board.
I guess you
can
train anybody to do anything.
Sausage on a board. Sausage on a board.
Well, don't forget Kozlowski's car is going to be here in Indy tonight, too.
That's right. Out at 8 seconds?
Yep. From 9 o'clock. So if you want to see the Deuce, you know, for those
Deuce.
Of our fans that live here in Indy, you can come out and see the Deuce tonight.
The Deuce or the Deuce?
Oh.
All right, Kevin, we've got 1 minute left on the clock. You got 30 seconds for your rant. Go.
Well, you know, it's a non-sports-related rant, but, and I know we took time out of the show to do it again, but, people are going to have to forgive me on this one. Indy, it's a lack of better terms. We need to get our head out of places that don't need to be. Let's stop blaming everybody else and start taking some responsibility for our actions and figure out what in the world we need to do to live like humans instead of a bunch of savages.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I want to expand on that. Certainly, guys, remember, tonight, 9 o'clock, Monument Circle, be there. All the radio stations are coming together to send a message, one message, and one message only, to stop the violence. This has to stop. So please, just take some time out of your day. Go down there tonight, and Monument Circle, and be a part of that. Every radio station in town is going to be there. And I believe Mayor Ballard's going to be there. Director of Public Safety Troy Riggs is going to be there. Some political appearances. Congressmen and senators, I believe, are going to be down there. So get down there to the Monument Circle, downtown Indianapolis, and send a message. Stop the violence in our city. It has to stop. Guys, my name is Saul Mark Rossell, President. Well, that wasn't supposed to happen. Well, that's gonna do it for us. My name is Saul Marquezel, Presidente. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you guys on Thursday for the Hot Corner. Next Saturday, right here on the Balance Radio Network. And don't forget to check out our encore presentation on Indiana Talks between 1 and 3 today out there at Indiana Talks. My name is Saul Marquezel, Presidente. I'm out of here.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.